You have no idea how happy I am to hear your voice. Baby, I literally just walked in the hotel room. You know, genuinely. Genuinely. Oh my God, it's so nice. It's beautiful. Yeah, baby, I have zero complaints. I mean, I have one complaint. Yeah, no, I wish you could be here. No, I get it. Trust me, I get it. I mean, we both have work. But I so badly want you here. I mean, I'm going to tour again. This isn't the last time I'll be on tour. So next time I tour, I'm bringing you. No, I'm genuinely going to, I'm going to talk to your boss. I'm going to be like, hey, I just need her for like a month and a half. Well, this one was short. This was only a couple of weeks. So this wasn't too bad, but oh my God, next time it's going to probably be, it's going to be like a month and a half, the next one. Yeah, it's going to be, it's basically all West, then we have Texas, and then East Coast next time. Oh my God. it's a different vibe now. It's such a different vibe. But no. Yeah. Oh. I mean, it's not like you need an excuse to get off work anyway, though. I know, but it's important, though. Like, I get it. Like, baby, I'm never going to make you compromise your career for me, you know? Like, I'll be terrible. Like, I know you never make me compromise mine. So how could I ever ask that for you? No, I know you would drop everything, but I won't let you. I won't let you do that because I know as much as you hate it, you also like love it at the same time. No, it's kids in the pool. Oh, it's crazy. I'm like on, I think we're on like the 27th floor. I think the pool's like the 6th or 7th floor. And you can hear the kids screaming from up here. Oh yeah, that's time zones though in a nutshell. Because sunset has, yeah, it's sunset for you already, hasn't it? Yeah. No, I promise you, they're not getting murdered. They're just literally just, yeah, I can see them down there. They're just running around. I don't know why kids scream. Did you? No, I don't think I was a screamer as a kid. I never did that. That was never my vibe. I don't know. Because I talked loud. I think I was a loud talker. I remember, yeah. I don't think I'm a loud talker now. It's just my voice carries. That's different. That's such a different thing. I remember my parents always were like, you talk so loud. Yeah. I was never a screamer, though. No, it does not surprise me that you were a screamer. Not even a little bit. I can imagine you as a little girl just yelling at the top of your lungs. Oh, man. No, I mean, that's good. At least when we're touring, you won't lose your voice. Oh, man. No, I'm not losing my voice. I'm taking care of myself. I know you don't believe that. You know, there's no part of you thinks I'm taking care of myself without you, but I am. I'm eating really well. Baby, room service does count as eating well. The people who bring up room service, they bring up good food. They're not like, you know, I'm not eating like Steak and Shake and Whataburger. Although, oh my God, I so badly want to get a Whataburger while I'm over here. Yes. There's none back east. There truly isn't. I wish there were. Oh, I so desperately wish there were. I think that's what happens every time I go anywhere. Is like I see things that aren't home, and I'm like, oh man, I would love to open that back home. it would be a career shift. It would be definitely. I think I got down. Like I'd be like, let's see, welcome to Whataburger. How can I make your Whataburger today? And see, like I think I nail it. I think I could do it professionally. No, 100%. Oh. Yeah, I know it's late for you. I'm not going to keep you up too long. I just wanted to call and check in. No, I know I could keep you up all night, but I don't want to because I know you have to wake up early. I have to wake up early tomorrow too. Yeah, that's the only downside. I hate checking in, checking out, checking in, checking out, checking in, checking out. It's like, I just wish, you know, it's weird waking up in a different city in a different bed every day. No, genuinely, I don't think I'll ever get used to it. I like being in one city and waking up in the same bed preferably the bed where you're right next to me. Yeah. It just feels like I'm waiting to go home. I can't wait to go home to you. I know. No, it's good. Like, I can't, like, once I see the street signs, once I see the road that we live on, once I see everything, I'm just gonna, like, not collapse, but, you know? Because I miss you. I miss you so much. I just want to touch you again. I just want to feel your hand. I just want to feel you. I just miss you so much, baby. I can't even express to you how much I miss you. I know you miss me the same way. I just... I love you too. I love you so much. Or words can't even begin to express how much I love you. No, I know. I just... Thank you, you know? No, not for everything, but just... Thank you for being you. Thank you for letting me just live my dream. Because you've never made me compromise. Not once. Not once have you ever made me compromise. And I feel like so often in life, we have to compromise. Like, we have to compromise who we are. We have to compromise what we want. We have to give up our dreams. We have to give up, like, the things that we build inside of us that are, like, so core. And I don't feel like once ever you've made me go, you know, you never made me think that I couldn't, or I have to compromise that. Yeah. Oh my God, of course. I never want to make you feel like you have to compromise anything either. Oh, not at all. I hope I never make you feel that way. No, I know. But I just... the kids. No, I just want to be as supportive as you've been for me. And if I can do that for you, I'll feel so fulfilled as a partner. Because you've done everything for me. And I love you, but beyond that, I don't know. Yeah, I guess that's the closest. You've given me wings, you know? You've given me wings in a way that I just never thought anyone could. I never thought that someone could make you feel like you're flying. Or that someone will ever make you feel free. Like, really free. And you've done that. And I've never felt that in a relationship. I never felt like someone has freed me. But you freed me. You freed me from, like, myself. I know, we're trying to have a really meaningful conversation. Does this not make you want to have kids? Does it not make you really excited about that prospect? No? Oh, okay. I know. I don't know. I think you'll come around at some point. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll never come around. Maybe you never want children screaming in your yard. But if you ever do come around, know that I'm going to be the first person to be on board and ready for all the screaming, all the chaos, all the adventure. Because that's what our life is going to be, you know? Like, when I get back home, like, we gotta continue our adventure together. I'm excited. I'm so excited. Beyond excited.